front of us, we've got plans for what lots of people know as a big landmark in Staffordshire, and that's the Rugeley Power Station. And there's a little plot of land here with some drawings on, and even somebody who's not any expert in design or architecture would be able to spot that there is an aeroplane. Tell me a little bit about what your plan is.
Our plan is to refurbish a Boeing 737. It's end of its life. We think it'd be rather unique to turn it into a design studio.
This is literally an aeroplane that's been used by a commercial liner, isn't it?
Probably EasyJet.
Probably flying people to Mallorca or Ibiza for their summer holiday.
That's exactly the same size, yeah.
So tell me, when you were looking for a building, why you thought, oh, an aeroplane would work?
We were asked to design a jumbo jet and turn that into a restaurant and bar. They jokingly turned around to me and said, tell you what, you buy this one, we'll give you one free. Then that kind of sparked an idea in my head, which was to turn a Boeing 737, which was their bog-off, into our studio.
And what is it going to be used for?
The plan is that in September 2015, we are going to be launching with Staffordshire University and the National Design Academy a design degree course in venue design on our aeroplane.
But your designer is going to have to make this aeroplane quite versatile, because the plan is office or student space by day, nighttime, bar.
At night it's going to become a bar. We're very used to doing that. We've designed student unions and bars and clubs across the world. It's going to be a pretty funky project.
Thinking about the aeroplane, it hasn't yet landed. In fact, landed is probably not the quite right word, is it, in Staffordshire, because it's not in the air. It's on the ground somewhere else. Where is it?
It's currently in Gloucester. There's an aeroplane scrapyard down there. So these things, I've watched a jumbo jet be literally scrapped in the space of a day, which is quite a sad, you know, thing to look at.
So how does it get from aeroplane graveyard in Gloucestershire to Staffordshire?
It comes in the back of a lorry. We chop the wings off and the fuselage. It goes onto three lorries and they come and it's delivered.
So you're quite literally going to have a plane driven up the M5 and the M6.
Should we make a video?
Maybe we should. But you haven't got a lot of time, really. September's not far away.
We've been looking for a piece of land now for the last 6 months.
And this plot of land that's opposite Rugeley Power Station is an idea at the moment. It's a plot of land that you're hoping to get permission for.
It's in our top 10.
So are you open for people to come forward and say, I've got a great piece of land?
Yes, please.